On this podcast, we have the opportunity to hear the stories of founders and entrepreneurs. However, a deep dive into entrepreneurial stories doesn't have to stop here. Have you ever wondered what the secret sauce is for some of the most successful companies in the world? In Wondery's newest series, Secret Sauce, hosts John Fry and Sam Donner explore the stories and successes behind some of the most inspiring businesses. In their first episode, the podcast dives into the company that revolutionized travel, Airbnb. In 2008, Airbed and Breakfast launched at South by Southwest with high hopes of becoming an alternative to overbooked hotels. But they ended up with just two people booking a stay, and one of them was a co-founder of the company. So just how did Airbnb persevere through adversity to become a company that would forever change the way we think about travel? What was their magic, their secret sauce? Here's an exclusive clip from the show. While you're listening, subscribe to Secret Sauce on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or listen early and ad-free in the Wondery app.
Join Wondery Plus to listen to Secret Sauce 1 week early and ad-free in the Wondery app. Download the Wondery app in your Apple or Google Play mobile app store today. Hey, John.
Hey, Sam.
What's the difference between Airbnb and Hipmunk?
Is this like a knock-knock joke? Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of Hipmunk, so I don't know what we're doing here.
All right, well, I will tell you what we're doing here. Both of these companies are travel startups, but the one you have heard of, Airbnb, is currently valued at over $100 billion.
Like with a B.
With a B. So wouldn't you love to know what Airbnb has that other companies don't?
Yeah. You got my attention.
Well, it all begins in March of 2008, and the streets of downtown Austin are packed. Austin is the live music capital of the South, and it lives by its own rules. But today, it's even more hopping than usual because it's the annual South by Southwest Festival. Musicians push through crowds of fans, trying not to hit passerbys with their guitars. Walking down the busy street, you can feel the excitement and anticipation, but no one's waited as eagerly for South By as Brian Chesky and Joe Jebbia. Brian and Joe are roommates in San Francisco who look pretty much like all the other millennials in the crowd.
Yeah, I'm picturing Wayfair sunglasses, Tom shoes, and rock t-shirts.
Yeah, but Brian and Joe aren't here to go to the music panels. They're here to launch a business. Just a few weeks earlier, the two had a brilliant idea for a startup. And with the help of an engineer friend, they put together their website in just a few months. They're calling it airbedandbreakfast.com. The idea is for people to rent out an airbed in a person's house, just like you might rent a room in a hotel. They think of it as a solution for travelers who want to find housing for sold-out conferences.
Man, I don't think I've ever slept on an air mattress that's lasted through the whole night. It always just slowly deflates until you just wake up on your back with some serious pain.
Well, yeah, it's a bold idea for 2008. I mean, who'd let a total stranger come stay in their house?
Wasn't couchsurfing.com around then?
Yeah, good point. But it was targeted at a younger demo, you know, like college students. And it was free. Brian and Joe think everyone in the world would love to rent out a spare room in their home, you know, to make a little extra cash. But this grand vision has to start somewhere, and they figure South By is the perfect place.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a young crowd with early adopter potential. Like, I believe that Twitter blew up in South By in 2007. Foursquare launched there, and people like Tim Ferriss, Kevin Rose, they all got their start at South By too. So I have a feeling like they could do really well here.
That's what Brian and Joe think too. They pretty much spent every waking moment of the weeks leading up to South By working on their website, where with a couple clicks, a person could be matched up with an Austin host and an air mattress. And then they show up in Austin and kick back and wait for the bookings to roll in. And they wait, and they wait, and they wait, but nothing happens.
Oh boy.
Yeah, only two people sign up, and one of those two people is Brian.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's really rough, but the thing is, as devastating as it feels, and it feels devastating, they are actually one step closer on the compass of being exactly on the right degree that they need to be going down in their path.
I love that metaphor. I'm imagining them like going off on like a sailboat into the unknown, which really is what entrepreneurship is all about,
exactly.
Diving into the unknown. But regardless, it's a tragic scene. Brian returns to his host house dejected. This was supposed to be their big launch, and instead, it's a big embarrassment. Even more embarrassing, Brian forgot to bring cash with him to Austin. Now he has to convince his host that this whole thing isn't a scam. He starts to think maybe airbedandbreakfast.com isn't such a great idea after all.
Yeah, if your launch is just two takers, you and the host, not a great sign.
Even Brian's friends think it's a dumb idea. What no one sees at this moment is that this dumb idea has the potential to become a $100 billion company that will forever change the way we live and travel. But for that to happen, Chesky and Jebbia will need to overcome skeptic investors, disgruntled guests, copycats, and not just one, but multiple global crises. They'll have to rely on the kindness of strangers and on their own ability to adapt to the most challenging problems. So what is that magic, that secret sauce that made Airbnb such a massive and unlikely success?